Chapter 10 Unusual Aspects of Marketing. Introduction. What are unusual aspects of marketing? In most of this book, I have been discussing the typical marketing methods and principles that apply to our modern world. However, there are many unusual types of marketing that I did not discuss, but I will discuss them in this chapter. Some of these unusual marketing methods do not even involve money, and they may not even be thought of as marketing by most people. However, they essentially fit the general definition of marketing, or they relate to marketing in some way. Religion, political candidates, and charities might not be thought of as products by many people. However, they are products that are marketed from the perspective presented in this book. They require persuading the consumer to accept a service. For example, politicians are offering their political services if the voters are willing to put him or her in power. Religion is also offering services, which can involve sermons, religious studies, the guidance of a religious leader, which may be offered simply for attendance at a religious temple, or for a contribution of money, or even for a fixed fee. Most people assume that marketing involves the exchange of money. However, there are exchanges of goods and services, by means of barter, which is a type of marketing, based on the concepts presented in this book. There are marketing efforts that persuade consumers to use less of a product, or to stop using a product. This may sound quite unusual, but when you read the section on demarketing, you will see that it is quite common. I will discuss all of the above in this chapter, under the following headings. Marketing and barter. An introduction to modern barter. When we think of marketing, we generally think of an exchange of goods and services for money. Generally speaking, modern economic systems are based on money. Of course, this was not always the case. The first systems of exchange were based on barter. This involves exchanging one product for another. For example, an individual that was a good hunter, in the Stone Age, might have informed his neighbors that he was willing to exchange animal meat and skins for the implements needed for hunting and other handcrafted items needed for survival. This is more or less a simple form of marketing, and it involves barter. The same concept may have developed with services, where one service was exchanged for another, and or a service exchange for a physical item. All of the above, of course, is speculation, but we do know that both the concepts of barter and marketing did develop from a primitive form to the modern concepts. In modern society, there exist various forms of barter. Most of the modern barter methods are far more complex than a simple exchange. However, modern barter methods are not widely known or used. Nevertheless, there are barter companies that use various techniques involving exchange. There are also personal ads and related websites that deal with barter between individual consumers. This will be discussed in the following paragraphs. Barter companies and the techniques they use. One of the techniques that are used with modern barter is primarily focused on businesses, as opposed to the general consumer. This can involve a barter company that acts as a middleman between the exchanging parties. The exchange takes place between the clients that the barter company serves. The barter company essentially keeps a record of the value of products that a company submits for barter. Generally, the value of products is measured in modern currency, such as dollars, but it may be converted to another format, such as barter dollars or barter credits. The exact details of how a specific barter company operates can differ with each company, and it can be complex. Below, there is a web address of a barter company barter business exchange that carries out exchanges between businesses. They use a concept they call barter dollars. The yellow box, in quotation marks, is part of the statement found on their website. I suggest you look at this website by clicking on the hyperlinked web address. www.barter.com web link. The concept the barter business exchange BBE will refer new customers to your company. The new customers we send will pay for your products and services with barter dollars, which you can use with any other participating business in the barter business exchange. The barter dollars earned from these customers can be used to eliminate your current cash expenses. We currently have over 600 participating businesses. There are barter companies that use an exchange method that involves essentially a type of credit or debit card. The company that is listed below calls its card barter card. The company name is Barter Card International. This, like the method above, avoids the direct exchange of goods, and it is also for businesses. The exchanges are carried out through the barter company, with the aid of their barter card. For more information, click on their web address below, and examine their website www.bartercard.com. The yellow box below, with the quotation marks, is a statement from their website. Barter card is unlike any other credit or debit card because you fund our card with your own goods and services, not cash. Barter card currently helps over 55,000 smart businesses in 13 countries around the world, over 23,000 in Australia to increase sales, customer base, cash flow and profit. Barter card enables member businesses to exchange goods and services with other member businesses, saving valuable cash, without having to engage in a direct swap of goods. The following web address is for a company, Intertrade Capital Group, that deals with barter for large companies, including foreign companies and governments, according to the statements on their website. www.intertradecapital.com web link. The yellow box below contains quote from the above website. Intertrade Capital Group is a global alliance organization set to enable barter, trade, countertrade, asset management and alternative capital and financial transactions for Fortune 500 and Global 3000 companies, governments, and barter exchanges. The company enables execution of traditional and online trade transactions that greatly expand liquidity and bottom-line profitability. There are some barter organizations that are designed for individual consumers. Below, there is a web address of such an organization, called Swap Treasures. Basically, they allow users to place ads on their website, to exchange individual items for other items, and or to sell for money. Buyers can make an offer for any product on their website for exchange of another item barter, or for money, which may or may not be accepted by the seller. There are many items on this website, such as old computers, clothing, automobiles, boats, antiques, books, etc. They also have a section for services. www.swaptreasures.com. The yellow box below contains quote from the above website. Swap Treasures is an online swap community where members can swap, barter, buy, and sell goods and services. Save money by swapping your unwanted stuff with other members. My concluding thoughts on modern barter. Modern barter is not very common or popular. I do not know any individual or business owner that dealt with the barter methods discussed above. No doubt, most companies, as well as their employees, want money for their goods and services, not barter credits. However, the modern barter concept might be helpful for companies, and even nations, that are deficient in money and credit, and who have an excess of products that they can exchange for barter credits. The barter credits can be exchanged for needed goods and services. However, the difficulty here is they have to find suppliers that are willing to accept the barter credits for the needed goods and services. Generally, the company that issues the barter credits will attempt to provide suppliers that are barter clients, and are willing to accept barter credits. From the above, it should be apparent that modern barter is quite different than a simple exchange of items between two people. The barter credits or barter dollars is more or less a different form of money. Barter credits can be calculated in dollars, euros, or any other type of money. In theory, it is possible to calculate the barter credits using the most stable form of money, or it can be based on the value of a precious metal, such as gold. Modern barter and the concept of barter credits can be helpful for companies and nations that do not have money, and which are productive, and have products to exchange. The concept of barter credits is in a certain sense a form of money. The concept of modern barter might gradually evolve into a new method of exchange, which could be international. In theory, international barter credits could be protected from the less than optimal economies of most nations, especially in terms of inflation and deflation, if it was based on a very stable currency, a precious metal, or the average value of several precious metals or currencies. Perhaps someday in the very distant future, everyone will have a debit or credit card for barter credits. However, I do not think that the concept will evolve to this level, but it is possible. For more information on barter, see the following websites. Websites on barter and related concepts. Search phrase with Google barter companies and the techniques they use. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals barter plus companies plus and plus the plus techniques plus they plus use. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.barternews.com web link words on website Barter News. www.barterbart.com GCLID equals CP3WYIDH35ACFXFCODLOUWQ words on website welcome. This is a free barter auction site. www.blackwellsynergy.com web link. Cookie set equals 1 and journal code equals JSEM words on website. The Journal of Supply Chain Management abstract barter an alternative to traditional methods of purchasing. www.microsoft.com web link words on website. Microsoft Small Business Center bartering can boost your budget and business. answers.google.com web link. It equals 538,802 words on website. Q comprehensive report of barter exchange business models and network sites. books.google.com web link. It equals QLFQKZXWQ20CNPG equals PA181 and LPG equals PA181 and DQ equals barter plus companies plus and plus the plus techniques plus they plus use and source equals webinots equals OWJNUG and SIG equals C578L6X3ENODN10GB7UFHWDQ words on website. The tax-free exchange loophole how real estate investors can profit. FindArticles.com web link words on website. Bentley Commerce forms strategic alliance with David Cooper to teach the benefits of barter to thousands of businesses across the USA. www.xirizona.com web link words on website. Barter history. www.barternews.com web link words on website. USA barter companies. www.nkbarter.com words on website. Thank you for trading with the largest bartering network for smart business owners in NC. The Barter Business Exchange, North Carolina's barter leader since 1994. www.nkbarter.com web link words on website. Thank you for trading with the largest bartering network for smart business owners in NC. www.intratradicapital.com words on website alternative capital solutions. www.highwayhome.com web link words on website barter companies description location telephone. Demarketing. What is demarketing? Demarketing can be thought of as negative marketing, or the actions and efforts focused on reducing or eliminating the consumption of a specific product. Some products that have been demarketed to varying degrees over the last few years include electricity, cigarettes, gasoline, and welfare services. A more detailed definition of demarketing is presented below. Demarketing can be defined as the set of activities involved with persuading people not to use a product or to use less of a product. The activities can be similar to the activities associated with marketing, but the goal is to reduce or eliminate consumption of a product. Creating and implementing a plan to reduce or eliminate the demand for a product. The application of various types of promotional methods, such as advertising, free publicity from the mass media, to convince consumers to reduce or eliminate the consumption of a product. Surveys to evaluate consumers' habits and needs, focused on ways of reducing or eliminating the consumption of a product. Making it more difficult or expensive to obtain the product, such as taxing cigarettes, or increasing paperwork, and raising requirements to obtain public assistance. In any other action that is used to reduce or eliminate the demand for a product. Why are some products demarketed? From the examples that were given at the beginning of this section, the answer to the above question is probably obvious. A product may be demarketed if it is dangerous or unhealthy, such as cigarettes. Some products have been demarketed to varying degrees because they are harmful to the environment, such as gasoline, heating oil, and electricity. Electricity was also demarketed because it is sometimes in relatively short supply, and it is very expensive for the electric companies to build new power plants. Various welfare services have been demarketed in New York City, especially during the mid-1990s, because of the expense and a change in political and social philosophy. For more information about demarketing, see the following websites. Search phrase with Google demarketing, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals demarketing. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.ivibusinessjournal.com web link. In article ID equals 625 words on website relationship demarketing managing wasteful or worthless consumer relationships. www.ingentaconnect.com web link words on website demarketing in park and recreation management. www.freelibrary.com web link plus awareness plus and plus successful plus demarketing plus of plus public plus goods plus a 0172010688 words on website consumer awareness and successful demarketing of public goods a study of residential water conservation behavior. www.multilingualeditors.net web link words on website demarketing gambling to encourage local tourism. The marketing of religion. How does many religions are essentially large business organizations that own huge amounts of real estate and have huge financial resources? The most obvious example is the Catholic Church. This church and other religious organizations often spend their funds to maintain their facilities and to provide assistance, such as food and medication for needy individuals throughout the world. The fact that they are spending money certainly suggests the need for marketing. Some religious leaders might deny that they are marketing their religious beliefs and philosophy. However, most religions are marketed deliberately and perhaps inadvertently. The deliberate efforts of marketing religion can often be seen on the streets of large cities. This involves a preacher giving a speech on the street, and/or the distribution of leaflets that provide persuasion and information that encourages the consumer to attend a religious temple, usually a Christian church. The Jewish religion does not market its services to all consumers. This religion focuses its marketing efforts on people from a Jewish background that abandon the Jewish religion and culture. The inadvertent methods of marketing religion may or may not be truly inadvertent, but they probably were very successful at one time. These methods of marketing religion involve a belief system involving heaven and hell, and the belief that God rewards the faithful and punishes unfaithful sinners. This can include an opportunity to be saved from your sins and avoid hell by becoming a faithful member of the religion. The concept and threat of hell includes burning in fire, for a period of time, purgatory, or forever. The concepts of heaven and hell, and reward and punishment from God, probably at one time were a very powerful marketing strategy, especially before the scientific developments of modern times. Before the great advancements in science, starting from the 1800s to the present day, people did not have any plausible explanation for the realities that they experienced throughout life. This includes birth, death, human awareness and consciousness, nature, animals, plants, mountains, and the stars in the night sky. Thus, they were probably very susceptible to a marketing strategy that explained the entire universe, and also provided the opportunity to avoid hell, go to heaven, and experience eternal life. This marketing strategy is probably why a very large percentage of the world's population are from religious backgrounds. Most religions also market ethics, and they encourage ethical behavior, sometimes with statements suggesting rewards of heaven for ethical behavior, and the punishment of hell for sinful or unethical behavior. Some religions also market for contributions from their followers. For more information, see the following websites. Search phrase with Google the marketing of religion www.google.com web link. Q equals percent 22 the plus marketing plus of plus religion percent 22 and HL equals NN start equals 10 and SA equals N. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.marketingreligion.net Page it equals 3 words on website about brands of faith. www.alexletic.com web link words on website religious marketing. The marketing of a political candidate. Introduction to marketing of political candidates. Political candidates, especially in modern times, are engaged in fierce competition with their competitors. At one time, this competition could involve physical conflict and war between the followers of different leaders. This is still the case today in some of the less developed countries. In modern times, in the developed countries, the competition is more or less based on marketing strategies. The candidate with the best marketing skills and the best marketing team will have a significant advantage in winning an election. The philosophy, skills, and experience of the candidates might also be quite important, but the marketing strategies used might be determining the results of at least some, if not all, elections. Skilled marketing strategies for political candidates ideally will involve a revealing of the candidate's actual abilities, skills, experience, political philosophy, and how he or she plans to deal with relevant problems. This is an honest approach, and also an ideal approach, to marketing, which may or may not help the candidate win the election. For example, if the candidate plans to initiate policies that would be adverse to some people, revealing this in detail will most likely result in a loss of votes, and possibly the loss of the election. How is marketing of a political candidate different than marketing other products? Many elections are won or lost by 15% of the votes or less. Sometimes elections are very close, and the loss of a small number of voters, such as 2 or 3%, can result in the loss of an election. A small error in marketing strategy can result in the loss of an election. This is quite different than other types of marketing. For example, if you are marketing soap, computers, or automobiles, a marketing error can usually be corrected. Losing a few percentage points in terms of market share a product usually does not have very great significance for a company. Even if the loss in sales cannot be rectified, the company can still make a profit, and if it cannot, the product can be discontinued. In addition, most companies have many products, and if some are not very profitable, other items it sells might compensate for the low profit or loss. All of the above boils down to, is political marketing is all or nothing. The candidate either wins or loses. Conventional marketing of a product is not all or nothing, it involves market share. Even a company that obtains a very small percentage of the market share can be quite successful, providing its expenses are low enough to make a high rate of profit. Marketing methods used by political candidates. Political candidates use primarily 3 categories of promotion, which are paid advertising, free publicity, and speeches and face-to-face talks. Speeches and face-to-face talks that are not covered by the mass media are probably only significant and effective in small-town elections, where the candidate can contact the majority of the voters, in lecture halls, or on a face-to-face basis. Paid advertising is probably less effective than most people think, and it probably has a small to moderate impact on the election, in most cases. Most voters that encounter a paid political advertisement are probably aware that it is staged, or contrived to persuade them to vote in favor of a candidate. Free publicity, usually from the news media, probably has the most impact on an election. However, this type of publicity may or may not be favorable to a specific candidate. An important skill is the ability of the candidate and his or her support team to obtain news media publicity. Candidates often do this by making speeches and public appearances in strategic places where they can obtain much news coverage. When candidates are running for a major office, such as president, senator, governor, or a mayor of a large city, it is relatively easy to get news coverage. Candidates that are running for lower-level positions, such as a mayor of a small town, will probably not get very much news coverage, except perhaps from the local newspaper. However, this may not be important for small-town elections. For more information on marketing of political candidates, see the following websites. Search phrase with Google: the marketing of political candidates. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals percent E 2% 80% 9CTHE plus marketing plus of plus political plus candidates percent E 2% 80% 9DNBTNG equals Google plus search. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.springerlink.com web link words on website journal article. www.springerlink.com web link words on website journal article. Search phrase with Google Marketing to win an election. www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals marketing plus to plus win plus and plus election. This website consists of one or more search pages, with many links to other websites. If you do not find what you want on this website, you can change the search phrase that will appear in a dialog box, after you click on the above web address. After changing the search phrase, press the Enter key, and you will see a different set of websites. www.directoryown.com web link percent e 2% 80% 99d win if election was based on search engine position analysis slash words on website hood win if election was based on search engine position analysis. Author Eric Brandner. www.washingtonpost.com web link words on website the decoy effect or how to win an election. Charities and marketing. Organized charities are essentially a type of business. Charities are, of course, non-profit organizations, but they are often money-making entities for the employees. They usually have paid employees, and sometimes management and a CEO that are paid quite well. Generally, a portion of the money that is contributed to a charity is used to pay the salaries. Another portion of the contributed money may be invested in marketing, such as printed leaflets, ads in newspapers, and television and radio advertisements. In general, there are many people and organizations that make a considerable amount of money from charities. This includes the employees mentioned above, the people that create the advertisements, and the newspapers, radio and television stations that carry their advertisements. However, sometimes charities are given free advertising time on television and radio. The fact that people make money off charities does not imply that they're in any way illegitimate or devious. However, to suggest that charities are businesses that require marketing strategies, just like other organizations. Charities engage in marketing to obtain contributions from the general public, from organizations, and from the government. Their appeals are essentially a marketing strategy. Four common types of appeals from charities involve requests for money for the unfortunate, and requests for money for adverse conditions that might strike you and your relatives, requests for volunteers, and requests for various types of items. This is discussed under the following three subheadings. Requests for money by charities for the unfortunate. Appeals for contributions for the unfortunate may inadvertently perhaps imply that you, the contributor, are amongst the fortunate. This type of appeal may be for financial or medical assistance for people in the less developed countries. Appeals of this nature can also be for the poor in our country. These types of advertisements are generally presented in all types of media, including print, radio and television, as well as the internet. Requests for money by charities for adverse conditions that might strike you and your relatives. There are appeals for contributions that involve adverse conditions that can strike anyone, such as cancer, heart attacks, and kidney disease. Appeals of this type may imply, intentionally or unintentionally, that the requested contribution is for you and your family. This is not necessarily deceptive. For example, the medical conditions mentioned above could strike anyone. Some of these appeals imply that the money is going to be invested in scientific research to find a cure or an effective treatment. Requests for volunteers by charities. One of the best examples of an organization that advertises to obtain volunteers is the American Red Cross. Their advertisements imply that the assistance they are requesting from you is for you and your neighbors. They do provide assistance for various types of misfortunes that are relatively common, such as people that become temporarily homeless because of fires, floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes. There are, of course, a large number of other charities that seek volunteers. For a list of these organizations, see www.charitablechoices.org web link requests for various types of items by charities. There are a number of charities that advertise on the radio, requesting old cars. The commercials that I heard did not reveal precisely what they were going to do with the cars, but their claims imply that they would obtain funding for their charity as a result of the donation. There are also charities that request various body parts after your death. This includes requests for kidneys, eyes, and hearts. See the websites below for more information. National Kidney Foundation, www.kidney.org web link. It equals 30. The iBank, www.idonation.org. American Heart Association, https://donate.americanheart.org web link. For additional information on the marketing of charities, see the following websites. Website Zero in the Marketing and Charities. There is much more material on marketing and charities than I covered in this section. This material can be found on the following websites. Search phrase with Google. The Marketing of Charities, www.google.com web link. HL equals NNQ equals the plus marketing plus of plus charities and BTNG equals search. www.charitynavigator.org web link. Bay equals content view and CPID equals 203 words on website hunting for cause related marketing's charitable impact. www.jamiecharity.com words on website charity brands marketing. www.frugalmarketing.com web link words on website charity marketing growing your business through charitable giving. www.cas.city.ac.uk web link words on website UK charities marketing survey.